Thanks to Wellwear Solutions, Bathurst and Orange. Time to catch up with our good mate Maroon. He's online. Good morning to you this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, mate. Listen, I've just been getting a bit of feedback about your trivia night at the Canoblis.
It's a good night. You should come.
I'm hearing it's a good night, but was there some debate the other night about what is the capital of Malta? Do you know where the capital of Malta is, Neil?
It's called Valletta.
And correct.
Let me tell you this. People that come to my trivia know the two rules. No mobile phones, and we use my answers. There's no debates. There's no debates. All right.
Absolutely gold.
Let's talk about footy now. Tigers are playing Cowboys. Tigers lost three in a row.
Isn't that amazing after the way they started the year? But they get Russell Packer back this week, which will help. This game being played at the traditional home of the Tigers, Leichhardt Oval. I'm not a fan of these little suburban grounds. I know I go against the grain with that, but when you've got to go in cold air and it's a cold old Thursday night. But, mate, I'll take the Tigers here. I'll take the Tigers to win.
Yeah, I think they've got to bounce back. Knights-Panthers on Friday.
Yeah, well, we always knew the Knights would struggle without Mitchell Pearce, and I think those woes will continue. I'll take the Panthers.
Yep, okay, and the late game Friday is the Doggies taking on the Eels.
Well, mate, you would know, Neil, being a trivia night man, that these two teams were the absolute cream of the crop back in the 80s, playing the 84, 86 grand final. They were just took, I think, four premiership seats in the 80s. No such luck this time around. I think this is the battle for the wooden spoon, but I'll take Parramatta. They've got a little bit of momentum behind them now.
Yeah, correct. All right. Then on Saturday, the Warriors take on the mighty Roosters, who, might I say, were very lucky to get away with the game against Manly last week.
Mate, the Roosters at the moment are more clunky than you trying to operate the panel at Triple M Orange, and there's no chance of beating the Warriors in New Zealand.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, though, but if we're contenders, we've got to step up. Then Storm are taking on the Titans.
Oh, they could get lapped here, the Titans. I noticed Bryce Cartwright's been dropped, and they're bringing in some young kid. I don't know what the future holds for Bryce Cartwright. And that game against the Raiders, Neil, I mean, they may as well have played the first 10 minutes from the bus they arrived in. They had nothing in the opening of that game, the Titans. They start like that against Melbourne. Melbourne will put 30 on them by half time.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, Seagulls, they're in a world of hurt, both on and off the field. And Broncos, they're not far behind.
Yeah, I do think the Broncos are a better side. They are falling. They're just beating some sides, but, you know, I think that they've got enough there. I think they will only get better, the Broncos, and I think poor old Manly will just go backwards. I'll have the Broncos.
All right. Talk me about to me about 2 o'clock Sunday when the fifth-place Rabbitohs take on the first-place Dragons.
Well, it's Mother's Day. It's these two great old Sydney rivals. They're both in fine form, but the Rabbitohs get Sam Burgess back. I think Rabbitohs fans have got every right to be a little disappointed with Sam. He's missed half the year through petty little suspensions. But I think the Rabbitohs, you know it, Neil, they'll be too good for the Dragons. Rabbitohs by 8.
Oh, dear me. All right. Raiders taking on the Sharks, 4 o'clock at GIO Stadium.
Yeah, Raiders, they've found some form. They've got some momentum. They're big up front. They're mobile. They've got some great outside backs. I'll take the Raiders.
It's going to be cold down there in Canberra as well on Sunday, so the Sharkies might not know what hit them.
Well, I just was watching the Weather Channel here. Are we expecting some snow in Orange?
Yeah, that could be coming through tomorrow and into Saturday morning, which will make a wonderful time down for the kids' footy on Saturday morning.
A mate of mine, Macca, who lives just outside of Orange, tells me he's going into Wellwear Solutions. He's going to get himself an old petrol drum and weld up some sort of a fire. He's going to use the equipment from Wellwear Solutions to knock something up. And I suggest, Neil Gill, you do the same. Knock something up with the gear from Wellwear Solutions and give it away at trivia.
That's not a bad idea. He's online with us from down in Sydney from the Triple M team. It is Anthony Maroon. Mate, happy Mother's Day to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're one of the greatest mothers I know, Neil. Happy Mother's Day to you too.